We are with the head golf professional at the Firestone Country Club, Tommy Moore. And Tommy, it's been great getting a chance to know you and experience Firestone over the last few days. But, you know, one of the great stories that we heard here of this historic club was just how excited you were when you learned that this job was open and there was an opportunity to come here. And it shows in you every day how excited you are to be here. Tell us about the excitement of being a part of Firestone Country Club and how much you love being a part of Firestone Country Club.
Oh, yeah, you couldn't be more accurate. When the opportunity to join Firestone came out, and as a golf professional, it jumped off the page to me. You can't get anything more iconic than that water tower. I grew up watching golf on TV and the TV focusing on the water tower and live from Akron, you know, Firestone Country Club and whatever event it was. So as a golf professional, it solidifies hard work and dedication over my career to say, wow, I finally arrived, and the history, and to know that I'm walking the halls of some of the greats, and going back to Trevino and to Player and Tommy Bolt, and even the new guys, even Tiger and Phil and everybody who's walked in and out of these doors. It's not lost on me. Every morning I come in here and I'm like, I'm walking the same place that some of the greats walk. So it's unbelievably the proudest moment of my career to be here.
What does it tell you that the guys who have won here are some of the great names in the history of the game? What does that say about your golf course?
It says you have to do everything right. You can't just say, well, they putted well this week and that's why they won at Firestone. Because as you know, we've played, you can't miss a fairway here. If you miss a fairway 1 or 2 feet off that first cut, it's penalizing. Sometimes a half a stroke, if not a full stroke. And if to win at Firestone, you have had to have done everything correctly. You have to make sure your tee ball is accurate. You've got to hit very good approach shots. Sometimes it's not right at the pin. Sometimes it is to a section of the green and the pin is across the other side of the green. But to get around Firestone South and win here, every part of your game has to be on for the total time of the event.
Tell us about your three golf courses. They all have a little bit of a different look and feel to them. And after playing it this morning, I got to believe that the West course is maybe one of the best golf courses in America that people haven't heard of, because even guys like me thought you were a 36-hole facility till this trip started to come together and I found out there was a third golf course here.
You and me both. I applied for the job and came out here in an interview for the job and found out there was a third course too. I have to tell you that. There's no doubt that the West is usually everyone's favorite. It has an ample room off the tee. So it's very user-friendly off the tee shot. But I'll tell you what, you've got to hit really solid approach shots into the big greens, which are sneaky and tricky, which we found out this today when we played. So the West is a fan favorite, if you will. It's a guest favorite when they come out. The North now, my North is close to my heart, because you have to move the ball. You have to be able to move that ball left to right, right to left. You've got to hit it low. You've got to hit it high. And I arguably you've probably got six of the best holes around a body of water that I've seen in a long time. So you go out with the water there, you come back in for a moment with the water, then you finish back across the water. Arguably, I think 17 is one of the best par threes and the best views you'll see in golf.
But one of the things that I'm sure that, you know, a lot of people don't realize, well, you might have a second course, you might have a third course, but, you know, it really is, it's a step down from your main course where the tournament is. But after seeing all three of your courses, I think you could hold big tournaments on any of those three courses.
Thank you. I happen to agree with you 100%. Inevitably, when there's a multi-course facility, whether it's 36 or even 54 or even greater than that, one of the courses are going to show a little, dare I say, neglect, or is going to be a step down. What's unique here at Firestone is if you took any one of these three golf courses, plucked them out and dropped them anywhere else in the country, and you built a clubhouse around it or a pool and a tennis facility, you would have a waiting list. The standalone value of each of these golf courses is amazing, let alone combined. And I would challenge anybody that stays here, gets to play three of these golf courses in a row, to tell me if they see any decline in conditions of these golf courses. There is none. These golf courses are cared for on the same level together, collaboratively. Nothing is missed on any of these golf courses. And I will tell you, go around the country, when you get to those three courses, four courses, five course facilities, one of them shows something. Here at Firestone, not a single course shows anything. Standalone, they're outrageous. They're outstanding. Together, they're impeccable.
the golf courses themselves and the commitment here by Firestone to golf. You know, a lot of people go to destination properties, but when they're done for the day or the people they brought along with them who may not be golfers, they're looking for a spa, they're looking for the casino, they're looking for the nature hiking trails, but you don't need any of those. If you've got some of those things, you did a great job of hiding them because we didn't see them. But all I can say is it looks like it's just, if you want to play golf, here is the place.
It's a total immersion in golf. Absolutely, you're correct. And again, you know, circling back, we don't have a pool, we don't have a spa, we don't have tennis. We are golf. We have three of the best golf courses in the country. We are golf 24/7. The offering to stay in the club room or the villas here and be on this iconic property and walk around and be able to. We have a lighted putting green. So we are golf 24/7. If you want to have dinner, have a few drinks, head out to the putting green, putt a little bit till about midnight when the lights go up, you're able to do that. But you are spot on when you say we are 100% a full golf excursion.
And when you get in one of the fantastic dining facilities here, something tells me that at least on one of the TVs, the Golf Channel is always on.
That is true. And I encourage anybody that comes out here to head up to the 55th hole. It's one of our bar light menu options here at Firestone, and it looks straight down number 9. And again, arguably, I think one of the best views in golf.
Well, I know that a lot of golfers, when they're going to go play somewhere great, they say, you know what? I've got to warm up before I go. Maybe I need a lesson. Maybe I better practice. I better hit balls because I'm going to play Firestone. But it looks like from what we saw, there's as much effort and dedication put into your practice facilities as there is to the golf courses.
Thank you. We actually have a staff that's dedicated, key individuals that are dedicated to the range and the practice facilities. So our short game area is impeccable. The putting greens, our practice facility, that's a grass tee that's, 500 feet by 100 feet long. So to have people that are dedicated and their only job to be the condition and the level of excellence on those practice facilities is unique at any facility, and we're very lucky to have that here.
Tell us a little bit about the championship golf site here. I mean, obviously, you've had great tournaments for years. The great players of the game have won here. You're in the middle of a deal now with Senior Players Championship. Tell us about the tournament. I know you had an exciting win with Jerry Kelly. It took him a hole-in-one on Sunday to win the tournament, but that deal still goes on for a little bit more. But how does the championship golf legend continue as you work through that championship and hopefully more championship golf beyond that?
I mean, we're very proud of our record at 67 straight years that a professional event has been held, going all the way back to the Rubber City Open and Firestone. That's not lost on any of us here. What's really unique and great, and it was unusual this year not to be able to let fans attend the event, but it did open up the opportunity to really converse and get to meet the players. And as a golf professional, as director of golf here, to hear the players themselves talk about how it's their favorite stop on tour, and if not their favorite, it's in their top two. It was just unique. You see some of the greats on a range and talking about it, and I was able to befriend a few. I'll leave the names out, but when you hear some of the greats say, we look forward to this. We look forward to coming to Firestone. We love the commitment to the conditions. The course conditions are always best fairways on tour, they say. So it is to get these little snippets and these tidbits from the guys that are out there making a career, making a living, playing golf, to hear them say, this is one of our favorite places, if not our favorite place to come, just speaks to the dedication and the quality that Firestone is and what we're putting out there for these championship venues.
Well, one of the things that all destination properties face is trying to convince people it's easy to get to their destination. Now, if you're out on an island somewhere and you got to take a plane, that could be a little more challenging. If you're way down south or way up north, then, people might have to go all the way across the country. But your location here in north central Ohio looks like a place that is not real difficult to get to, especially if you're anywhere in the ring of several surrounding Midwest cities.
Yes, absolutely. And we have a local airport that's 15 minutes away. Cleveland is under an hour. I think we can make it at the Cleveland airport in 50 minutes. And the drives, I'm new to the area, so everybody's going to have to forgive me, but I almost understand we can get to Pittsburgh in 2 hours or just under 2 hours. I came from Indianapolis, and it was an under 5-hour drive. Now, for good golf, and I know everybody will understand this, I'll drive 5 hours, especially if I have an opportunity for a stay and play and to be there overnight. So I think that, yes, the radius within that 5 hour drive, and if you drew a circle around Firestone and you put a 5 hour drive there, it would be amazed at the cities that we touch. So we are easy to get to. And to be honest, it's one of those situations where you could look at the weather and you can make a decision within 24 hours to come here and to say, you know what, I'm going. What a good stretch of weather. It's not like I'm flying cross country or traveling somewhere that I need two or three stops and I have to take a jump or a small jumper plane to get somewhere. So we're very proud of the fact that we are centrally located and very easy to get to.
Well, how much pride do you take as a golf pro that even though you're basically a private facility, more and more golfers that just love the game are now, through this package you're offering, are getting an opportunity to experience Firestone Golf and the great golf experience here?
Yeah, this is a unique opportunity and something that we're very proud of. And I think it's really super important to remember we are a private club with memberships with a limited opportunity for stay in place. And I think that says all. We are not a resort with members. We are very much member-centric club, which, you know, overflows into the guest, the stay and play experience. When you're here, since we are a private club with this opportunity, you're treated as such while you're here during your stay. And it lets us become a little more intimate with our guests. It lets us, you know, deliver a level of service that maybe sometimes the full-blown resorts aren't able to get to. So we're very proud of being able to open this up and give this opportunity as a private club to those that are not members.
Tommy, if there's one thing that you would like people to know about Firestone that probably a lot of people don't know, what would it be?
One with three courses. As I said before, I applied for the darn job thinking it was 36. So there is a third course there. The accessibility, we just touched on it a moment ago, how easy it is to get here. And just amazed at the course conditions on all three courses. You will not be disappointed. If you got here, you played all three courses. You might have a preference as a player. Absolutely. I encourage you to rank them and say, the North's my favorite, the South's my favorite, or the West is my favorite. But what you won't be able to do is rank any of them on conditions because they're all number one.